Saturday live on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it is a pleasure to welcome back Eoghan Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, to round up what is new to watch this weekend. And we will begin with this. This is a new documentary to Netflix. And you know what? My heart goes out to Britney Spears, Eoghan, I have to say. I mean, not only because of what she's had to endure over the last years, but because of the fact that really the media don't seem to be leaving her alone. And there is another documentary about her life, her career, and I would suspect too the focus is on the conservatorship and all the problems that have resulted as a result of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is, I think, the third one within the last few months, or the fourth one even, I think, that's been released. This is the first one on Netflix. It's called Britney versus Spears. And yeah, it released on Tuesday this week. And it kind of promised a thorough look at the pop star's trajectory from her rise to fame and all through her family and her legal status at the moment. That has been kind of going on for the past 13 years, her conservatorship with her father, Jamie Spears, of course.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
Britney never had one person she could trust. Not mom, not dad.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
This documentary, I would recommend watching this if you have missed the other documentaries that came out. I know there's one on Sky, there's a new one that came out just last weekend, actually, Controlling Britney Spears, which is a follow-up to Framing Britney Spears from February of this year. So we are really saturated with this, and it kind of makes you think, what new information can this bring? Now, this documentary does actually talk to a lot of people who were kind of involved in Britney's past, so like her paparazzi turned boyfriend Adnan Galli, also her former manager Sam Lutfi is on this as well. He speaks openly about what he had to do with her and the relationship between him and her parents as well, the kind of they turned on him. But yeah, it's kind of, you know, I just wish that I could see a documentary where Britney Spears is sitting down talking to us, because I think there's a lot of filmmakers here who are just kind of speculating a lot of things and lots of loose ends that aren't really tied up. And, you know, we're just waiting for that Britney Spears documentary where.
And that's, I was going to ask you that, because she hasn't been involved in the previous one. So I'm going to assume that we don't hear anything from her in this one either.
No, it's just some old footage, some pictures of her. And then there's also clips of her from her statement when she spoke on trial a few months ago. But no, there's no new information here from Britney Spears.
Okay, so if you haven't seen any of them and you want to educate yourself to a point anyway, I use that term very loosely, then maybe watch this one. But otherwise,
if you know everything, or you seem to know everything, I recommend this just as kind of an add-on bonus, I guess.
All right, so that's Britney versus Spears on Netflix this weekend. Now, this one, I have to say, keeping with Netflix, is one that I really do want to watch. And this is a movie. It's based on the Danish film of the same name. So it's a remake, basically, of The Guilty.
911, this is emergency operator 625.
I've just been robbed.
Okay, sir, I need to know where you are. Last name?
Is this the fire department?
No, ma'am, you've reached 911, but I can connect you to fire. Just hold the line. What does she look like?
She was tall, pink hair, in heels. Hey, man, can you tell me how long it's going to take?
911, what is the address of your emergency?
I just want to talk to you.
Yeah, a crime thriller, Jake Gyllenhaal. I think a lot of people like this one. It's, as you said, a Danish movie remade. I think it was made 2 years ago. And Jake Gyllenhaal stars as Joe Baylor, who's an LAPD detective. He's been assigned a 911 emergency call center while he's awaiting a trial. He's answering all the 911 calls. And then eventually he gets one that picks up his interest. It's a woman on the other line who says she's been kidnapped by her ex-husband. So he kind of gets really involved in this case. You know, he's at the end of his shift, coming towards the end of his shift, and he decides he's going to stay on this case and try and work out the intricacies of it. Jake Gyllenhaal, really, he plays a powerhouse here, because it's basically just him. You know, there are other actors in the movie, but they're kind of very secondary. So he kind of helms the movie himself, really. Very, very complex character himself. He's got his own personal issues going on. But yeah, it's definitely, it will keep you on the edge of your seat. I did think it kind of ran out of steam a little bit at the end. But yeah, I think it's definitely one everyone will be watching this weekend.
All right, so that's The Guilty on Netflix. And finally, we'll wrap it up. I'm so looking forward to watching this as we continue our Halloween theme, because it would be rude not to, considering that the time time of year. And this is kind of a series of movies. So it's the follow-up to last year's Welcome to the Blumhouse. And this is, well, basically the new series of it. The first two movies have been released.
Are you feeling lucky?
The locals think it's a curse.
I need to get out of this place.
I'm not crazy!
Whatever I've seen at night, it's real.
Yeah, so the first two movies have been released and the second two will be next week. So the ones this week are Bingo Hell and Black as Night. One of them is about a close-knit community. They discover that their bingo hall has been sold to a mysterious force and it features lots of badass old folks giving people hell. And then the second one, Black as Night, completely the other side. It's a teenage audience about vampires. Both are very funny and both are very enjoyable and very full of horror as well. I'm looking forward to the next two, which are released next week. If you missed the four from last, you get watching those as well. They're really good.
Thank you for that, Owen. So just to recap, new to Netflix this weekend, the new latest documentary on Britney Spears, Britney versus Spears. Then on Netflix as well, new crime thriller movie, The Guilty, with Jake Gyllenhaal. And rounding it all up then, Welcome to the Blumhouse on Amazon Prime. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie. Always a pleasure, Owen. Thank you for that. And we'll look forward to catching up with you again next Saturday.
Thanks, Carol. Have a good weekend.